Alright, go ahead, I am now recording.
This is DJ Starsage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cop from Lotso.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hobby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst. Hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pop the Shy Life?
It's the Shy Life Podcast
with me,
Shy
Yeti. He's not that shy.
Hello and welcome. It's me, Shy Yeti. I'm here for another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. Oh yes, oh yes. We're out and about today. We're on a mission, basically. I can't say that we're ever doing this with any joy in our hearts, but let's just say we're heading to Hyde Park. We really need to go and try and retrieve Bold Sasquatch. There'll be no reports of anything bad happening, not that we know of. It's possible that he's been eating tourists, though, you just don't know. I don't fully know what Comet did to him, except that from the one person who saw him and who has lived to tell the tale, he turned into some kind of beast. And I'm not saying that he's been hurting people, but he might have done. And we might not know, because he might have eaten them. Hyde Park is a place where all sorts of tourists go walking. Would they be missed if they were eaten? No, it may not have happened, but it can't be allowed to happen if it hasn't happened yet. Or, well, it can't be allowed to continue, basically. It just can't. So, that's what's happening today. I'm getting a train, heading into London, and I'm going to be meeting up with Yeti Uncle John, and I'm not sure who else. Damius offered his help, but I'm to say to Uncle John, try and talk him out of it, because, you know, anyway. I can see my train coming, so I think this is a good time to run the theme tune. And yeah, I'll speak to you some more after that. All right? So yes, this time on the Shy Life Podcast, the hunt for Bold Sasquatch, basically. The hunt for Bold Sasquatch.
Ah. Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, you can. That's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
What do people listen to this rubbish? So there you go, here we are, right.
This is Highfleet and Mean Hall. This train is for London Waterloo. The next station is Weybridge.
Before we go on, episode bot, what number episode is this?
72.
Fine. Great. Excellent. Hello again. We're on our way. Yeah. So yes, today we're on a bit of a hunt, and but don't worry, it's not going to be the whole of the episode. Planned? That's the question you're asking, isn't it? Have we planned for this? What do we expect? Do we know where Bold Sasquatch is? Well, only from what Cromarty said about that he was going to be in Hyde Park. Of course, he could have left by now. I guess I just want to go and see if we can find a trail or, you know, any sign that he has been there. You know, it's our only starting point. And have we got protection? Is another question you're probably asking. I always use protection. I've got, I had a look in the larder, and I had three, like, French baguettes that were supposed to be eaten at Christmas, but we bought too much food, and then now they're rock solid. So, yeah, I brought those along. So those would be quite useful if he does, you know, try and attack us. But we're kind of hoping that he'll recognise us and Maybe we'll better appeal to his better nature. No. I mean, we will take care. But, there will be other things happening this episode, probably. I'm not quite sure yet. Some poetry. I haven't quite thought yet. I haven't worked it out. But just be reassured that, we'll be looking after ourselves. We're just trying to help a friend out. And, in between, we'll keep you entertained. Yes. And let's just hope that Cromarty isn't...
The next station is Walton-on-Thames.
Let's just hope that Cromarty isn't skulking in the bushes, eh? I'll speak to you when we're a little bit closer. Let's see what else is going on, huh? Okay.
Hello. I don't know if anyone can hear this. Hello. This is me, Gert the cacti. Gert the cacti. I don't know if anyone can hear me. I'm, We're in a bit of a pickle. You see, for those of you who don't know, I'm Gert, and my boyfriend is Bert and Gert, yes, and we're both cacti, and now, we live in the house of the gentleman known as Mr. Shy Yeti. We do, and anyway, we're not currently in the house. We're up in the waiting room in the station. We're sheltering. We're able to shelter. But he's actually out on the platform. There's nobody around, luckily. I think I probably need to explain. You see, for a long time, Bert has had this this wish, this desire to levitate. He's always talked about travelling. Yes, he has. And, he told me a few weeks ago that he had bought some equipment that was going to allow us to levitate. So I thought he'd written off for something, maybe he found something in a catalogue. But turns out this wasn't quite the truth. He hadn't sent off to a catalogue. No, he'd found some piece of equipment in the flat that had belonged to the aliens that briefly lived here for a while. Strange fellows they were. We don't see them anymore. Anyway, he made this device, did Bert, and that allowed us to levitate. Now, we had a little go around the front room. We managed to levitate. Oh, that cat, though, Dilly the cat. He wasn't happy. He wasn't happy. And, what can I say other than, it all seemed to be going all right. It seemed to be going all right to start with. So he says, let's go over to the station. We could even get on a train and go into town. I wasn't keen. Not so soon. I thought he was over stretching the mark, but I thought, okay, let's go outside. Let's go out when there's nobody. There is always a period. We have trains that come every half an hour, but they are often, they come around the same time. So for about half an hour, everything's very quiet, so we were heading over in a quiet period. Of course, things didn't quite go to plan. No, things didn't go quite to plan, and we got over to the station, and then, you know, I'm thinking, right, let's go back now, shall we go back now, Bert, should we go back now, shall we go back now, shall we go back now, and no, Bert didn't want to, no, he was insistent, we'll go on the train, we won't go to London, but we'll just go down the, maybe to Surbiton or to one of the other stations. That's, I didn't like the, I was beginning to get nervous. So anyway, a train comes in, he tries to hover us into the train, misses the door, hits the door, and the whole thing falls down to the platform. Nobody saw us. We weren't hurt, but the machine was damaged. So at the moment, we are stuck. I managed to drag myself into the waiting room, which is where I am now. And, there were little walkie-talkies that are attached to this thing that he meant. And I was trying to repair it so we can get back to the house, because it's a bit of a long way, and there are steps to get... Oh, it's a long way to get back to the house. I don't think we will manage it, but he insists that we're fine. Oh, Bert, what have you done?
Hello again. No longer on the train. I'm on a bus. Yes. It's quite a noisy bus, so it's it never seems to happen like this in the movies, does it? Yeah. I'll speak to you again in a second. Yes, so I was on a rail replacement bus there. That happens like this in the movies, does it? You know, when you go somewhere in the movies, it's, you know, you're going to do something heroic. They jump in their sports car or something dramatic happens and they're there within minutes. You know, there's never any delay. But... when I'm trying to do something dramatic or busy, you know, like trying to hunt down Bold Sasquatch in, Hyde Park, what happens? What happens? Rail replacement buses. It's not fair. I want to be a hero, you know, a proper hero who jumps in a sports car or something and... it doesn't happen. And now I can't cross the road because there's a UPS van in the way. And now I'm walking on the pavement and the pavement has been dug up. So I'm going to have to cross back across the road again to the same side I was on a minute ago. Now I've bypassed the UPS van. I'm knackered. This shouldn't happen to a hero. It's not like I'm doing this for the first time. I was on Sutton Park for years. We were always doing things like this. I don't know. Whew. Speak to you again in a minute, all right? Oh, dear. This is a new piece that I wrote in January 2017. I posted it on my blog on Wednesday the 25th of January 2017. It's called Living in a Fantasy World. You live in a fantasy world, she once told me, accusing me, index finger pointed, like this was a bad thing. So what if I spend my time amongst eccentrics and curios, many of my own making. What does it matter? These tales take me to places that I would never go to otherwise. These characters are my companions on all manner of weird and wonderful adventures. They exist to me in a more real sense than many people who I meet on a daily basis or have known for years. Where else can I be best friends with a talking banana, for instance? That's not something that happens a great deal where I come from. I feel privileged to be able to experience that. Who wouldn't? Look around you. Look at the dullards sitting on your train or on the bus. Look at them, tippy-tapping on their mobile phones to perfect strangers. Do they look the sort of people who you'd enjoy conversing with? I don't think so. Do you? Be honest now. But a talking banana in a pink bandana wearing expensive shades? Now that would be fun, right? Cool, even. Remember, this is not just any talking banana in a pink bandana and shades. Oh no, this banana comes ready loaded with wit, kindness, and words of wisdom. He's been places. He's seen things. He's miraculously not gone old, black and manky. This is clearly no ordinary banana. Oh, and his name is Sir George Felix de Funk Funk. I mean, who wouldn't want a friend with a name like that?
Hi, let me introduce you to my friend, Sir George Felix de Funk Funk.
Do you hear those words tripping crisply off your lips? Doesn't it sound good? He's an astronaut, you know. He's been to Jupiter and Pluto, Mars even. Not only that, but he's been number one in the charts in Sweden every week since July 1983. Still, it's up to you. You could simply not bother. You could stay in your comfort zone.
Here's Emily. She has 16 children and works in a shop. Badly. Isn't her hair awful? Here is her husband, Steve. He likes football and screaming silently in bus stops. What on earth is his problem?
I think we both know which of these people we'd rather be friends with. Quick hint, it's neither Emily nor Steve. Meanwhile, I could go on all day about George Felix de Funk Funk, but that would mean that I didn't have time to tell you about his flatmate, Sherbert. Now, Sherbert, you see, is a 15-foot giraffe who does drag at weekends, on which occasion he manages to make it to a neat 20-foot. Unless he's got his beehive wig on, and then he's probably closer to being 25-foot tall. No surprise, I suppose, that he's a fireman giraffe. You should see him when he's out there and up a ladder being heroic. It's like all us people have just shrunk right down until we're ant-sized. It's crazy. Come back next week and I'll tell you all about Suzette. Part-time astronaut, telepathic walrus and budgerigar impressionist. I'll see you then. I mean, who could deny such stories? Who could honestly seek to crush such flights of fancy? She could, that's who. She could. Your characters don't exist. They are fictional, she often likes to tell me. You're not right in the head. You live in your own little world. She's right, of course, but it is something that I'm blushingly proud of. What are you thinking? She shouts at me. What are you thinking? I really don't think that she'd want to know, and so I just smile. This, of course, only infuriates her all the more. I will not be drawn into her madness. No. I sit and I smirk, simply shaking my head as I confidently reply, Ah, no, my characters are real. It is the rest of the world that is make-believe.
Hi listeners, it's me, Paul. I'm out walking around Hyde Park and we're doing this hunt for bold Sasquatch, but it's not really working out too well. I'm here with Yeti Uncle John. We kind of think that chances of him still being here are quite low, but I've got a couple of other ideas. And Bettina and Damias are supposed to be coming out too. Now, I did get a message from Cromarty saying that he would be willing to help, that he feels bad about all that he's done, but you know, I don't trust him. And John, any sign?
No, Paul, no sign whatsoever. It's very quiet. I just don't think there's enough, undergrowth and stuff for anyone to make a bed or a camp. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, and I think because, well, we don't know whether... I suppose I really need to talk to Cromarty about this, but I don't want to have a dialogue with him. And, I don't know how often Bold Sasquatch is a beast and how much he is just normal. Is he ever normal? Is he always a beast now? I don't know.
So what now? Are we meeting up with Damias?
I don't think so, John. I mean, not here. I haven't heard from them. No, I've got a good idea, though. Somewhere else we could go. So I think we'll probably head there. It's quite close. It's very near where I work. It's just... I don't know. I just have a feeling because... Well, you know, he's... Let's just say Bold Sasquatch was never somebody who likes to sort of... live in a slum, let's say. He likes the good life. So a park in the middle of Belgravia would be a possible place, I would think.
Yeah. It's not unreasonable, but there's also, you know, lots of houses in Belgravia that just stand empty because their owners live overseas and perhaps come back very rarely.
Yeah, well, that is another thing. Although, I don't know. It's so hard to say, isn't it?
It's not easy. Shall we go on?
Yes. And listeners, what I suggest is that perhaps you listen to something else. I'll put something else and in between. And yes, so our hunt for Bold Sasquatch continues. Yes. Dear, oh dear.
Go on, Paul. I'm not sure. It might rain, I think.
I know what you mean. Come on, then.
Hello, this is me, Bert. Just reporting. So everything's going fine. I built a little levitation device using some equipment that I found in the flat. I was going to buy something from a catalogue, but you know what catalogues are like. It's very expensive. And, you know I could have used Mr. Getty's credit card. I mean, he would have never noticed. I could have bought something, but it just seemed easier. When I realised that the equipment was in the house, basically I could make something. So I did, and I'm a natural inventor. I'm a natural mechanic, engineer. You know, it just comes naturally to me. So I built the thing. It worked. We had a little hover around the room. The cat got scared, but I think he'll get used to it. But then we went over to the station. We had a slight problem, but I'm fixing it, everything is fine. Yes, it should be fixed soon. I'm not sure where Gert is. I've told her it's fine, she doesn't need to worry. Yes, it's fine. Gert? You know, it is fine. It's getting a bit dark, but I'm sure she'll be fine. She'll be fine, Gert. Yes. Just keep working, eh? Oh, yes.
Hello. Yes, it is me. I am recording for the Shyety Supporters podcast. Yes. It used to be Stalking Shyety, the podcast, but I have now started up a fan club for Shagetti because I feel that he is, what he does is very important. Yes, I'm a big supporter of Shagetti, and
You know, I have realized that I have done some really bad things, and I want to make up for them. And I am trying to, you know, I've said to him, I'm trying to make amends, and I want to find Bald Sasquatch and help cure him. Yes, because, you know, what I have done, well, it is wrong, and I need to, you know, I need to correct what I have done. But I know that, well, I suppose they do not want to trust me because, well, you know, I have been very, you know, I have let them down. It is true, I have let them down. So, what can I say? I am recording for, yes. Ah, I can see some people I recognize. You think that is Mr. Twinklehorn and Miss Dupre? Maybe I should go and speak to them. Yes, maybe.
Come on, Darius. Oh dear, I don't know why we got ourselves involved in this. I really don't, but I suppose we need to help.
Yes, it's very, it's kind of nerve-wracking, isn't it? I'm a bit worried that we might find him.
Yes, darling, I know, but we'll be together. It'll be fine. We'll stick together, and if we see anything horrible, I'll just sing him a lullaby or something, or you can pretend to be a hat stand.
Yes, I suppose so. Oh, who's that?
Oh, my goodness. Is that Bald Sasquatch?
No, stop. It is me, Cromarty. Hello, it is I. I am searching for Bald Sasquatch, too. We should join together. I might have some information. And I am trying to help.
Yes, so I hear. I'm not sure that Paul believes you, though.
No, I don't think he does.
No, I can be trusted. Please, let me show you. I'll show you what I know. I'll take you. There are things I can tell you.
Very well, but just you be careful. Don't you try anything.
No, I will try nothing.
We're not seeing him, have we? We've not seen anything, really, have we?
No, we haven't.
Oh, dear. Right, well, let's just go around again. We might find something. Careful. All right. Dear, oh, dear. What's this way? It's not a very big park, though. I don't know what we can have missed. Well, I know what you mean. It was just, you know, it was just a theory. I forget how this time of year there's not that much coverage. You were thinking that perhaps he'd built a nest or something. That's exactly what I was thinking, but... No, as you say, this everything's really exposed here. You know, there's nowhere for him to make a nest, really. Not without being seen, no more than there is in Hyde Park. Well, you know, you've got to try it, haven't you? You've got to try out these theories. Have we been down this path? I don't think we have. I missed this one. Yes. This leads down to the tennis courts. They don't stand on the grass. They're trying to put grass seed down, aren't they? Oh, sorry. Yes. Oh, sorry. I see there. Yes, sorry. We did some filming here once for the Sutton Park reboot. Was that 2010? Gosh, it can't have been that long ago. It was 7 years ago. Well, it must be, I suppose. I haven't done one of my Shy Yeti YouTube videos. Or what, the ones that are available on Mr. Shy Yeti? That's right, yes. I've not done any of those 3 or 4 years anyway, so oh, this is interesting. It's like a workman's hut or something. A workman's what? Hut. Workman's hut. Oh, sorry, yes, I don't know what you mean. Sorry. I didn't know what you were saying. It's all right. Let's just go and have a look. I feel like I've lost something. What do you mean? Oh, I'm always carrying a bag, or I haven't got any bag. I feel like I left something, but I feel so light. Very quiet, isn't it? Well, I say not everybody has the key to this place. In fact, not many people do at all. Come on, let's see if we can look in here. Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like someone's been sleeping in here. It does, doesn't it? But is it bold Sasquatch? It could just be a groundskeeper or something. Somebody just having a kip when they're supposed to be working. Yeah, I suppose so. Good point. Well, what we need is something that definitely points the right direction that bold Sasquatch has been here. I don't know how it all works in, because he was sighted in Salisbury. That was a few weeks ago, and I just don't know why. I don't see why he would have come back to London, but I don't know, Paul. All we can do is keep looking. I don't know what else we can do. Yes. No, you're right. Just keep looking, I suppose.
Hello. This is me, Gert. I'm safely back in the house. A lovely girl, she found me on the platform, and I was worried for a second. I thought she was going to take me back to her flat, but apparently there was some sort of like address label attached to my pot, and I think it was around the time that Mr. Yeti, or one of his flatmates, was coming home, and the girl put me on by the door, and I was able to get inside. So I am safely back. I think Bert is still on the platform fixing the machine. Yes, I'm sure he'll be back soon. Oh, Bert. Oh, he's a silly Billy, isn't he? Silly Billy Bert. That's what I shall call him from now on. Oh, dear.
Well, now, you know, you're not having much use. We're not having much luck trying to find Bolt Sasquatch. So, I do feel bad. I do feel bad for, you know, suggesting we come with this way, and you know, he's not working out so good.
Well, it's hard to know what to do for the best sometimes.
You're right there, Darius. Who knows what's best? It is very difficult.
Well, you know, and I do feel very bad. I feel very bad indeed. Because, well, you know, I am to blame for what has happened.
Yes, dear, we know that. You are very much to blame. Still, you're trying to make up for it, I suppose.
Yes, I suppose he is.
Well, I am, you know. It is very complex, and I have done a dreadful thing. I wonder what has happened to Paul and you get the Uncle John.
I do not know. I really do not know, sweetie. Darius, have you had any messages?
No. No replies. I did text.
Oh.
Hello, I've got some poems for you. They're from my book, The Shy Life, which was published in 2009. This is called If Yeti Was Shy. If Yeti was shy, they'd be given the sack. They'd be given their cards, hell, they'd be given the pack. They'd be sent to the corner to consider their actions, set mathematical tasks using all sorts of fractions. Because a Yeti needs to be brave, not a shuddering coward. One who's not scared of water whenever he's showered. If a Yeti is shy, would one say that he's failed? In a Bergurian court, he might even be jailed. If Yeti was shy, they'd be a huge laughing stock. They might do something foolish you could easily mock. They might dribble a bit till their socks got all squishy and their poor Yeti feet smelt decidedly fishy. A Yeti ought to be fierce, maybe even cause trouble. To confuse all his foes, just employ a stunt double. If a Yeti is shy, it would cause consternation. He might find himself fined or locked up down the station. If Yeti was shy, they'd be excessive complaining. A demand for each one to be sent back for training. But the worrying thought, and one that's quite jarring, what's a shy Yeti to think? Could such treatment be scarring? Why should every sweet Yeti do stuff that is gory? It's not the be-all and end-all, it's only part of their story. If a Yeti is shy, well, what the hell does it matter? They can be shy but exciting, full of innocent chatter. If a Yeti was shy, they might teach us a lesson that some shyness is good and won't lead to depression. There's nothing so special about a Yeti that's rowdy, and just because they are shy doesn't mean they are dowdy. There's nought wrong with a Yeti who's a bit of a thinker, who is modest or humble or not exactly a drinker. If a Yeti is shy, then his growl won't be deeper, but he'll be nicer to cuddle, and is most surely a keeper. This is called I've Had Enough. I've had enough of this place, had enough of their crap. What they need is a word or an almighty slap. What they need is a boot, a good kick in the rear, a swift poke in the ribs from a large, sharpened spear. Well, it's long been suspected, but now it is known. They don't care for our future, alas, just for their own. There is all kind of chatter behind every closed door. Is there no end to this? 'Cause I won't take any more. I've had enough of these fools. They're causing us pain. Those born-again liars are at it again. They seem to think that it's funny such a scream to delude. What they need is a smack, sent to bed without food. Their toys should be taken until they all learn. They should be stood in the corner or simply just left to burn. What they need is disdain, there's no need for head-butting, because a hard stare should do it or some contemptuous tutting. I've had enough of these thieves with their hands in the till. I'll cut them out of my life, cut them out of my will. I'll put a noose round their necks and quite happily pull it. Maybe load up my gun with some swift silver bullet. They must surely account for their diabolical actions. I'll do the same back to them, enjoy their angered reactions. They speak down to us all with their arrogant speeches, but now we're rising on up to reject these foul leeches. I've had enough of this world full of petty dictators, full of tiresome big heads and badly trained waiters. As a god, I would say that I try to stay cool, play it fair when I can and not break my own rule. But this lot have to go, they don't want to improve. I don't wish to sound bleak, but I do disapprove. If I erase planet Earth, create some new supernova, then I won't really have failed. Time to simply start over. Well, I hope you enjoyed those. Moving on. Where are we going now? We came out of that park. We seem to be wandering around in circles. Where are we now? What is this? Is this Hyde Park again? Well, this is more what do you call it? Green Park. Sorry, my mind went for a second. Oh, it's right. Oh, I'm feeling a bit knackered, Paul, to be honest. I know, me too. I don't know. Ugh.
Have you heard from Damius or anyone?
What, me? No, I haven't. I haven't got much reception, actually.
No. Got the same problem. I wonder what we should do. I see something moving through the trees there. Do you think that could be them?
I don't know. Could be.
I don't know. Should we investigate?
Oh, only if you think so. I'll do anything rash.
I know what you mean. I have to be careful with. Oh dear, oh dear. Let's go down this way. I don't think we've been down this path so far. It's a lot more grown up here than I remember.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever been in this park. They've obviously let it grow up a bit.
Yes. This way, I think.
Yes, this is my this is me, Bertram. Yes, it's just I'm not sure where. Yes, I shall be reporting. Everything's fine. I'm just taking some time to work on the machine. It's pretty much working now, but. Yes, it's taking a little bit longer than I thought, but no, it's fine. It's fine, yes, it's fine. Yes. Well, I just like to think of it, the way I think of it is that we've had some success today. I've managed to levitate us, and yes, it's worked really well, and yes, I'm sure we'll get back soon. I just hope that Gert hasn't wandered off with anybody. Wouldn't put it past her. She can be a bit of a floozy, that girl. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Still no sign of Bert. Oh, Bertie, Bertie, Bert. It's after midnight. When will he get home? Oh, men, 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 men. You can't live with them. You can't live without them. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, Bert.
Well, this episode has it's coming to an end, and it's not been entirely satisfactory. I definitely had some problems this time, and I'm not sure we've come up with any solution. Bold Sasquatch is still on the run. We haven't found him. We haven't been able to help him. He did do his best to try and make contact, and, well, it's weird. Let's see what the others think.
Well, you know, I don't think it was a total waste of time, and we had to do our best. We had to show willing, and, you know, I don't think we should feel bad for doing that. I think we did try our hardest, and it's been a strange situation. I don't know how we quite got to the point where we're actually, you know, not exactly turning to Cromarty for help, but, well, we're sort of allied in with a common goal, sort of. I don't put it past him trying to turn against us, though. Yeah, it's... he's a dodgy one, that Cromarty, he really is. Anyway, I don't think we can feel bad for what we did. I think we did good work, it's just that we didn't really achieve as much as we hoped we would. And, well, we might just have to try again.
Well, it was quite scary being out there looking for Bold Sasquatch, but we weren't really able to help him. But No, I think we did the best we could. And it's just a shame that we didn't... Well, we didn't really achieve very much. Oh, dear. I should be glad to get back to learning my lines, I can tell you.
Well, darlings, I don't know what I can say. That was quite an interesting afternoon, but, you know, I'm really not sure I'm built for this sort of work. I have an agony aunt, remember, and not that I've seen a great deal of letters, but maybe soon. You know, at least he knows we're there for him, and maybe he'll try and make contact. I mean, he obviously has good days and bad days. I mean, remember, Paul, he did try and follow you to Salisbury and speak to your friend Nick. At that point, he was at least obviously a little bit more lucid, so I don't think we can totally write this off. He's obviously not a beast the whole time. He obviously goes from one extent to another. I do feel it's very awkward having to be allied with Cromarty, who is the cause of all of this, and yet he wants to help. Well, what can we do? It's very difficult. But I think that as long as he knows that we're there for him, I think that's all we can do. Anyway, 1,000,000 kisses. 1,001,000 kisses, darling. Yes.
Hello? Hello? It's me, Charlie Gurr. I don't know why I'm speaking. I don't think I was with you. I've been busy. I've been busy in Bulgaria. I'm looking for pies and, you know, I'm doing stuff. And I would like to say, if you ever want to come to Bulgaria, then you must, you should come. You should accept my invitation, Mr. Yeti. Yes, I think you would benefit from a trip to Bulgaria. Yes, this time of year it is very beautiful. Yes, very beautiful indeed.
Well, I am sorry that well, we did not really solve any of our problems, but at least we have been able to connect together and, you know, join forces. And I'm sure that we will be able to help Bald Sasquatch. And, you know, we just have to, if we have to be careful, you know. And, well, I am glad that at least you are willing to consider working together, no matter what has happened recently. Well, I'll speak to you again soon. This is me, Cromarty, yes. Speak to you soon.
Well, there you go. Very strange, very, 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 very odd. I don't know what else to say, but, well, let's just hope that we do find Bald Sasquatch. You know what? I've been considering what Charlie Gurr said about going over to Bear Guria. You know what? I don't think that's such a bad idea. You know, I'm thinking that, you know, I have got a few days I could take off, so perhaps I'll go. Yeah, why not? It would be interesting to see this place called Bear Guria, this country of his, where he comes from. And, you know, at least there's a good chance I'll get some pie. I don't know. I think we'll just have to see over the next few days, few weeks. But I don't know that we're going to be able to predict when Bald Sasquatch is going to turn up. We just have to keep our eyes open. And, well, if I happen to be in Bulgaria at the time, then so be it. The others will... They'll have to do without me, and I'll be back as soon as I can. But I know we can't live our lives on tenterhooks all the time. We just have to do our best. Well, I think that's about all we've got time for this episode. So I do hope you'll join us again soon. And I'm not quite sure what our next episode will involve. But anyway, there will be plenty to come. So take care. And if you see Bald Sasquatch, just give us a shout. You know where we are. Please do email myself or send questions for Bettina. She's looking forward to it. And please, any enthusiasm, any comments, any questions, please do contact us. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And Anyway, well, we'll be back soon, so take care. And, yes, goodbye for now. Bye.
Meanwhile elsewhere, Toby is taking a group of tourists on a trip around London, but little does he see that amongst that crowd is a familiar face.
Threadneedle Street. So cold apart from my hands. Ah, Threadneedle Street, Bishopsgate, and then 24, which is St. Helen's Bishopsgate.
A medieval nunnery was stood beside the parish church, but after the dissolution of the nunnery in 1538, the two buildings were joined together, hence the unusual double nave shape. Inside is the finest collection of monuments and tombs within any city parish church, including the spectacular tombs of City Grandee Sir Thomas Gresham, Sir William Pickering, Sir John Thorpe,
it is I, it is all
Bye for now.
Hey, you, come back!
I gotta go now!
I don't care!
Bye!
I want to go with you!
Gotta go! Bye!
Goodbye!
It's quite long.
No. Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
He was like a beast.
Quite haunting, quite scary, but...
He's not that shy.
Gertie. Hello? Oh, I'm stuck on the platform. Gertie, send help. Gertie. Hey, Gert. Where has she got to? Oh, I don't know. Women. Can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shy Yeti. No, I don't know what this program's called. Right.